USA Radio News.
Brittany Griner's legal team submitted a letter to a Russian court that showed she had been given medical clearance to use cannabis for chronic pain. Tests were also submitted showing that Griner met all anti-doping requirements. With that evidence submitted, it wraps up 2 days of critical hearings that focus on the detained American basketball player's character and athletic career. The WNBA star pleaded guilty last week to drug offenses after Russian customs officials found vape cartridges with cannabis oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport in February. Griner, who was in Russia playing basketball during her off-season break from the Phoenix Mercury, has been in custody ever since. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Russia's defense minister has called for the country's military to, quote, further intensify attacks on Ukraine, claiming it is trying to stop Ukraine from bombing civilian areas in Russian-backed territories. The move follows Vladimir Putin's hinting that Russia might soon ramp up war efforts. A judge has dismissed convictions in a horrific crime.
3 men were cleared Friday of one of the most horrific crimes in New York history. It happened in November 1995. Harry Kaufman was selling subway tokens during an overnight overtime shift when he was sprayed with gasoline and set on fire in the toll booth. He died 2 weeks later. A judge dismissed the convictions of Vincent Ellerby, James Irons, and Thomas Malik. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Several dog treats of Stormberg Foods have been recalled due to a potential contamination of salmonella. This is all according to a notice posted by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Beg and Bark Chicken Breast Strip Dog Treats, Billow's Best Friend Chicken Breast Strips Dog Treats, and Green Coast Pest Chicken Crisps Dog Treats are included in the recall. Salmonella can affect pets eating the products, and there is a risk to humans from handling contaminated pet products, especially if they have not thoroughly washed their hands after touching the product or an exposed surface, according to the notice. To date, no illnesses have been reported. However, the company, along with the NCDA and CS, are still investigating what caused the problem. More things are happening at the border.
Fresh off a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border, a group of Republican senators says they're shocked at what they saw. Republican Senator from Wisconsin Ron Johnson saying he can't believe how many kids are being trafficked.
How do you think the young women pay off their $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 human trafficking fee? I think we all know.
The senator blaming the Biden administration for the problems. The Border Patrol Union urged the group to push for an end to the so-called catch-and-release policy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.